Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So as we've been hearing there, Hurricane Milton blasted ashore in Florida and it was fueled by record sea surface temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico. In the wake of Hurricane Helene, which made landfall 2 weeks ago as a deadly Category 4, a group of scientists linked the intensity of storms directly to climate change. And they said that the burning of fossil fuels has made storms as severe as Helene about 2.5 times more likely than they were in the pre-industrial age. Well, John Sweeney, climatologist and emeritus professor at Maynooth University, joins me on the line now. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Claire.
So we need this explained to us, really. These oceanic heat waves, can you put them into context for us? Where are they happening and why?
Well, the ocean has been essentially our get-out-of-jail-free card in terms of climate change, because it's been absorbing about 90% of the heat that we are producing as a result of our own messing around with the atmosphere. And the oceans have been quite happily taking up that heat without warming for some time. But over the past few years, it's now apparent that the oceans themselves are warming up more quickly. And indeed, that's of some concern because it may well indicate that the absorptive capacity of the ocean to take our heat may be lessening. And when we look at Hurricane Milton, we're looking at a hurricane which formed over waters in the western side of the Gulf of Mexico, which are currently about 30 degrees centigrade. Now, that's like stepping into a warm bath. And that is unprecedented in terms of temperature for the Gulf of Mexico in modern times. So We're looking at a zone which is naturally fueling hurricanes, as you said, but also a zone which is creating, if you like, the conditions for more large-scale hurricanes and for more rapid deepening of hurricanes to take place. And in this particular case, of course, we have had an unusual event where the hurricane has moved from west to east from the extreme west of the Gulf to hit Florida almost at right angles, as opposed to the normal trajectories which come from further south in the Caribbean. And that's what's giving most concern for the residents at the moment.
So can you say that with the oceans saying we can't absorb any more heat, we're done here, we're taking 90%, we can't take any more, that the consequence of that is increased intensity storms and hurricanes and tornadoes?
Undoubtedly. I mean, the attribution studies that have been done on the Gulf of Mexico have indicated that the temperatures that are being experienced there now are between 400 and 800 times more likely than they would have been if the Earth hadn't been warming up to the same extent. We've seen our own marine heat wave in Ireland over the past year as well. And that's been a phenomenon that's been quite common around the world in the past year. The oceans are warmer than they have been for some time. And as a consequence, therefore, we can expect the big hurricanes to be more frequent. The debate is still going on as to whether we'll get more frequent hurricanes, but the debate is now settled largely that the Category 4 and Category 5 ones will become more frequent and thus more problematic, especially, of course, in areas which are heavily populated, like Florida. And that's of some concern, of course, in areas like Florida, where there's an elderly population now, an area where there is low levels of land and sea level rise is accentuating the problems that's causing the distress there at the moment. Mm-hmm.
So this increasing heat on the surface of the water, do we know then what's happening underneath, right down in the depths?
Well, we know that the oceans are now warming to greater depths as time goes on. And that, of course, means that when you get a hurricane, when you get instability that normally might churn up water and cooler water from below to, if you like, minimize the effects of the temperature rise at the surface, as the water column is warming to deeper and deeper depths, then that's not necessarily happening. And the Gulf of Mexico in particular is only about half the depth on average as the Atlantic Ocean. So even if you go down a bit in the Gulf, you're still churning up warm water and you're still not getting that ameliorating influence at the surface. And that, of course, is why there's so much concern about more frequent big hurricanes developing in that area.
So how is this likely to impact us here in Ireland?
Well, I think in the immediate future, of course, Milton will go off into the Atlantic and dissipate. It will amalgamate to some extent with the existing Hurricane Leslie into perhaps a depression, but it won't provide us with anything like the kind of problems we had with Ophelia 6 or 7 years ago. But there is a tendency, as that Atlantic water gets warmer, there is a tendency for hurricanes to be able to move further north. We've seen over the past week, for example, Hurricane Kirk, even although it had evolved into a depression, a temperate depression at that stage, giving problems in northern Spain and into central France. So it's one of the consequences of what we're doing to the atmosphere, that some of these tropical problems, as we thought, which were confined to the tropics, will be tending to move further and further north, creating an additional hazard for some of the mid-latitude zones, which were formerly, if you like, exempt from the kind of problems we're seeing. But we won't get, I don't think, the kind of Floridian examples that we're seeing today for a long, long time in much of Western Europe.
All right, let's certainly hope not. John, thanks so much. John Sweeney there from Maynooth University. Coming up next, Maura Fey has been finding out just how important character references are in court cases.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.